Hey there everyone, how are you? I hope you're well. I'm feeling a lot better, thanks for asking. I was pretty sick for much of this week, and I'm doing a lot better now. I'm still not like totally perfect. I've got like some of my glands around my throat are like still a bit sore, and still like a bit of muscle pain. Like my eyeballs hurt, you know? Why do my eyeballs hurt? But overall, yeah, I'm much improved. Enough that I can, like, sit down and do this recording now. I was so, like, sick during the week that, I definitely couldn't really record. But also, like, editing was, like, not possible. Just the amount of focus that it requires, like, I just couldn't bring myself to do it. But, I'm feeling good enough to make a recording now. So here we are. Yeah, I've had, like, a mad couple of months. And I've been feeling a bit burnt out, actually. So, like, in a way, slowing down because I was sick is, like, probably a good thing. Or probably my body's way of forcing me to slow down, maybe. So my dad was here for about a month. The month before he arrived, I worked twice as hard to get work ready for the time he was here so that I could schedule all my posts. So I was, like, exhausted by the time he arrived. And then when he arrived, I had to switch over into, like, looking after him mode and planning all of our trips and everything every day and being like a full-time coordinator for his time here, because he has like a bit of a hard time getting around. He's got like some issues with mobility and stuff these days, which means that he needs to be looked after a bit more. And then he left and I miss him a lot. It was really hard work while he was here, but I miss him a lot. By the time he left, I was like exhausted, just Yeah, and I feel like I've just worked so hard this year. Like, yeah, I'm kind of like really feeling the burnout. Trying to think of ways to like approach my work in the future where maybe it's a bit more manageable. Like, I'm not pushing myself quite so much with this work and my other work and stuff like that. But there's like a lot to think about in there. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I want to keep making as much work as I can, but I have to like figure out a way to do it that's like healthier for me, maybe. I think this current way that I'm like burning the candle at both ends is not really doing me any good, but we'll see what happens there. At the moment I've got like a ton of scripts lined up to record this coming week. I think I'll be feeling good enough to get back to the studio and like really start recording. I have finally finished writing the script for the kidnapping daddy audio that I've been talking about. It's gonna be so fucking long. I'm intimidated by what I've gotten myself into here. I just started writing, and it's now like absolutely massive. It's just fucking huge. It's gonna be like a full day of recording, I think. Like, you know, 8 hours of sitting in front of a microphone, like trying to go over things and get it right, and then I'm gonna do M and F versions. And then editing. Oh my god, I don't even know how long it's gonna take to edit it. I wanted to have it done before I go to Kenya. Next month. It's less than a month until I go to Kenya now for 3 weeks, or to East Africa. I don't know if I'll have it ready by then, but we'll see. I'll do my best. So I'm also now in the process of, you know, I'm doing all my visas for East Africa. I've got to do visas for Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, and Uganda. And, man, visa application forms are a real pain in the ass, aren't they? Like, why does the Kenyan government need to know if my dad is... They're like, is your dad alive? What's his name? What's his phone number? Is your mother alive? What's your mother's name? What's your mother's phone number? Why do you need to know this, Kenyan government? In the US, like, they've got this thing called an ESTA, which is like the visa waiver system. They're like, oh, instead of doing a visa, you can do an ESTA instead. So you don't have to do a visa. But getting an ESTA requires you fill out way more information than most countries require just for a visa. So it's like, who's it really helping? What's going on here? Why not just call it a visa? Anyway, I'm very much looking forward to my trip. I'm going to have to take a little bit of time off when I'm over there. There's going to be a period where I'm on safari for seven nights, 8 days. So I'll just be offline totally during that period. I'll try to get work scheduled in advance, but there might be a period where I'll just like give myself like a break from posting. I don't really ever take full breaks from posting. If I do go on holiday, it usually involves, working twice as hard in advance to get the work ready to be scheduled for while I'm away, so it's kind of stressful in a completely different way. But while I'm in Kenya, I think I'll try to, actually take some time off. But yeah, some of the places I'm going to be in are going to have such patchy internet access that I think, like, I'll have to. So, but yeah, hopefully I'll be able to get a lot of stuff scheduled for that in advance as well. But yeah, I've got like a lot of stuff on my desktop, scripts written and ready to record. What have I got here? I've got like 8 concepts for Quinn, which need to be recorded. I've got 7 scripts or something written for everything else. Patreon and other places. Revenge sex with your ex's dad. Daddy makes you come in public. Stepbro gets even. The mega kidnapping daddy script, which is probably going to kill me to record that. It's going to be so fucking huge. Yeah, and then a stack of other stuff that is recorded, but I haven't been able to get around to editing yet. So yeah, lots to do. I'm very keen to like jump back into it and have some fun with it. But yeah, hopefully by Monday, my energy levels will be like back on point. What else has been going on? I went to an art fair in London yesterday, which was pretty good, called the Other Art Fair on Brick Lane, if you're familiar with the city in any way. And it was okay, you know, some good stuff, some bad stuff, usually the way with these things. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of the time, I don't know if you really get like some of the best work at these art fairs, because they tend to be just like commercial stuff that is like, it's all there to be sold, right? Whereas a lot of galleries will show more interesting, artistically edgy work, which might not be as sellable, you know, commercial, but is potentially more interesting to look at. But anyway, I thought it was worth going to the art fair anyway. So yeah, that was kind of interesting. Oh, I don't know. I haven't really done much this last week apart from sit around the house and just, like, feel sick. So, yeah, not a huge amount of other things to really report. What did I do when my dad was here? We went on a few trips away, little, like, road trips and stuff like that. That was fun. Just sort of, like, within the UK. We didn't go anywhere in, like, Europe or stuff like that like we usually do. But, yeah, we, like, rented cars. I don't own a car, like, you don't really need one where I live in the UK. Lots of the cities in the UK are, like, everything you need is within walking distance, parking is completely insane and just, like, a nightmare, and the public transport is pretty good, so owning a car is often just more of a hassle than it's worth, so I've never really bothered the whole time I've lived here. But yeah, like, rented cars when we needed them, went on little road trips and stuff like that, which was cool. He had a great time. He had a really good time, which was the objective. So I think it was successful. And yeah, I had a great time too. Yeah, and I've booked my next trip back to Australia as well. Before he left, I booked my next trip to go back and see him and my mom and the rest of the family and friends and stuff like that. So I'll be going back for like a month in March, I think it is. Which, you know, once I've finished this trip to Kenya, I've got to get my work ready in advance for going to Kenya, and as soon as I'm back from Kenya, I have to start getting work ready for my time in Australia. So, it's nice kind of like living an adventurous international life and everything, but it's really hard to work around it, and just because of like my family commitments and stuff, which I take very seriously, you know, like I sort of try to be the best I can for my family and everything, but then it's my fault for living on the other side of the world to them, isn't it? Really? So, yeah. Anyway, we're all doing the best we can. I know many of you are only really interested in this because you know that I'm going to get my dick out and start masturbating. And frankly, I don't blame you. Because if that's what you're here for, then listening to me prattle on about visas is not probably not really what you're interested in. That's not why you're here, is it? So, I don't know, maybe I should have been stroking my dick the whole time I was just talking about visas. I think I would find it a bit difficult to multitask in that particular way, though. But rest assured, I am playing with my penis right now. The time is at hand to start stroking it. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lie down on the floor just like I like to do. Let's move this shit down here, shall we? And hopefully I won't knock anything over in the process. So, I would really hope at this point that you're going to stop playing with me. Because it feels really good. You know, even though I was really like too sick to work this week, anything that involved just sitting on the couch, I could do. One of the things I was sort of able to do was actually like masturbate quite a lot. Because you can kind of just switch your brain off and do that, can't you? Just like lie there and just lazily masturbate. Sometimes I get, you know, when you're sick, like, you can kind of be so sick that you can't even do that. But I was sort of, like, okay enough that I could do that. Just stroke my cock like I am right now. Make it feel good and have some kind of release. So, you know, it wasn't all bad this week. But yeah, I hope that you're able to play along with me right now. Maybe as you're picturing me playing with my cock, with it in my hands, how about I let you hear it? So I have prepared a little bit in advance this time. I've got my lube here, and I've got my male masturbator pocket pussy type thing, which I can fuck and I can put my cock into, which I like hardly ever use because they're kind of like annoying to clean up, but I thought I would treat myself today and give you guys something fun to listen to as well. So I'm gonna lube up my cock, get it wet and slippery. Holy fuck. Oh my god, like that first moment when like the lube first hits it and like the way it feels just totally changes. It's so fucking good. Oh, just running my fingers over the head of it. So sensitive and so wet and slippery. Fuck. Oh, I hope you can hear that. Oh, fuck. Oh, let's use more lube, because it feels really good. I feel like there's no such thing as too much lube. Oh. Oh, that feels so fucking nice. Fucking stroke it, stroke it, stroke it, stroke it. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. It's so fucking wet and slippery. All the way up the shaft, just watching my hand fucking, like, run up and down the shaft. My full fist fucking grabbing it, pumping up and down. I don't mean to sound, like, vain or anything. I really love the sight of, like, a big fucking wet cock being pumped up and down, like a full fucking hand around it, like pump, pump, pumping it up and down. And like, even if it's my own cock, I still really like the sight of it. Fuck. Oh, huh. Oh, oh. Mmm. Mmm. Fuck. Okay, I want to put it inside this fucking thing. I want to fuck this toy. I want to fuck this toy while you listen, and I really hope that if you weren't masturbating with me before, then you are now. Fuck. Ah. Oh, ah. Oh. Oh, God, it's fucking tight. Oh, that feels good. Ah. Oh. Mm. Oh, God. I might need a bigger one of these, like this fucking thing, like my dick almost takes up the entire, you know, they're like a silicone thing inside a hard plastic shell, but the hard plastic shell is like almost like not quite big enough like to really take this properly, but it feels fucking good. I might do it with like the silicone thing out of the hard plastic shell, so it's like Oh, that's better. Fuck. Fuck. Let's get more lube on this thing. Oh, God, I need it really fucking wet. Oh, come on. I can't even. It's so slippery, I can't even get my dick inside it now. Oh, my God. Yes, I can. I take it back. Fuck. Oh. Mm. Oh. Oh. Fuck me. Oh, that feels really good. Oh my God. Imagine if this fucking. Imagine if instead of fucking this fleshlight thing, I had it inside you, in your mouth, in your pussy, in your ass, or fucking somewhere. Can you hear it? Can you hear that? And like, can you imagine what it would be like if it was inside you instead? Oh God, I really hope you're playing with yourself. I really hope you're masturbating with me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This cock wasn't inside you, that you were at least fucking holding this thing and doing this for me. Oh, God. In and out of this fucking thing. The full length of my fucking shaft is pumping in and out, slipping and sliding in and out of this goddamn fucking tight hole. It's so much better without the hard plastic case around it. Like you can do all kinds of things just like holding this silicon, like slippery fucking wet fucking thing. Oh my God. Oh my God. I have no idea what that's gonna sound like on the microphone, but. From here, it sounds wet and it sounds messy. Fuck. Oh. And it feels wet and it feels messy. Mm. All the real. ridges inside just rubbing over my cock. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want to come so fucking bad. I want you to come with me. I want you to come at the same time as I do. Fuck. I'm getting closer. I'm gonna take it out and I'm gonna put more lube on it and then I'm gonna fucking come in this thing. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh. 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 Fuck. Get yourself closer. Come on. I want you to come with me. Oh. Oh fuck. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Fuck. I've still got my cock inside this thing with my cum in there, like trapped inside. Oh my god, I felt so fucking good. Oh boy, whoa. I hope you had a really good time listening to that because I had a really good time making it happen. I think I might need to get another one of these things, maybe one that's like a bit bigger or something. I don't know if you just heard that noise, maybe I should leave that in. It's probably a sign that I need to go take this off and like clean it out. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for your patience while I'm still getting my health back on track. I'm hoping to have some new work like out in the next couple of days, but please just bear with me while I get things like organized, pull my head back together and get back to recording and stuff. Getting back to recording is like my main priority right now. I could release something earlier if I just jump into editing, but recording is always like the hardest thing. That's the kind of part that really like I have to psych myself up for and get like in the zone for. And I'm still trying to get back into the zone for that. So yeah, it's taking a little bit of time and that's kind of like where my focus is. So yeah, thank you for your patience. It's very much appreciated. On that note, I will see you again very soon. And thank you for listening. And I hope you've all enjoyed your weekends. I hope your weekends have been absolutely delightful. Clean up time now. Okay, bye.